The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai Fuchs, Poisek at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Kuf Yud Daled. At the end of Kuf Yud Daled on a Beis, the Gemara poses a question. Pshita, heichet ikishai rokoit, mevorech ashai rokoit, bepiadom mevorechel, vahodem mevorech alechilas mor mevorechel. It's possible that when you have other vegetables besides for the chazeres that you're using for the mor, first when it's time for kabbas, you would make a bepiadomo on the vegetable and eat it, and then when it's time for the mitzvah of mor, then you would make the alechilas mor on the chazeres and then eat it. And the question of the Gemara is, what happens when you have only murder? What do you do with the Bayit Adama? I'd like to go into the first tzad, that when you have other vegetables, because Baruch Hashem nowadays we do have lots of vegetables, and we know that we make a Bayit Adama on the potato or a parsley, it depends on the minig, for the karpas, and then by the Alechilas Murr, we do have a different vegetable for chazeres. So the Rashbam on this Gemara explains the kibun sheyesh leshal yirokos. Since you have other vegetables, hachi shaper tfei, it's much better. So you varich b'yipi adama tchila. If there's amor b'birchas b'yipi adama, because then you're making a b'yipi adama in the beginning by the karpas, and you're passing the mora from the bracha b'yipi adama, and then afterwards by the chazeres, all you make is alechilas mora on the chazeres. So the question is, what is the Rashbam being moisiv to us, and what is he trying to explain with the impattering the Mora from the Bayit Piyadomo? This wasn't b'chlal the Shaila of the Gemara. The Shaila of the Gemara is when you don't have Shaila, what to do. L'chari, we see from the Rashbam that a part of what we're trying to gain is that you shouldn't have to make the Bayit Piyadomo when you're being a Kayim, the mitzvah of Achilas Mora. But why? The truth is that there is a machlekes v'shoinim about making the Bayit Piyadomo. They're chiv to make a Bayit Piyadomo when you're being mekayim the mitzvah of Morer. Toisus on the next staff on Kuf Tezvav Amud Aleph in the Tainus Haran, and he says that the reason why you don't make a Bayit Piyadomo on the Morer is because it's a vegetable during the Suda. It's goyer talas hamachel, like a regular vegetable. It whets the appetite for the Suda. Melech v'mach masuda. That's why you don't make a bracha Bayit Piyadomo, because the hamoitzi on the matzah patters it. There are other Rishonim that say that it's not b'mach masuda. And then you would have to make a bracha, unless there is not considered a hefsek between the karpas in the beginning of the night and the alechilas mor. According to the Tosfos, you would not make a Bayit Piyadomo. According to the other Rishonim, perhaps you would make a bracha. So if the Rashbam were to be an Achrayin, then it would make sense that the Rashbam perhaps is giving us a Eitzah Tova, not to go and bring yourself into the Machlokes Rishonim, and this way go and have in mind by the Karpas to impatter the Morer, and this way you won't have any problem. But the Rashbam is a Rishon, and it's not the Derech of the Rishonim to go and give you Eitzah Tova how to get around other Shitas. Let's bring a different Gemara to the table. A Gemara in Brochus, Daf Lamed Tesema Beis. Over there, the sugya is saying the milus of making the hamoitzi or making any bracha on a sholem, on something that's complete, not a prusa, not only a piece of bread. So the Gemara is averting that what if you have a sholem of an inferior quality bread and a prusa of a better quality bread? Which one should you make the hamoitzi lechem and the eretz on? So after the sugya, the Gemara finishes off that Hakol Moedim the Pesach, everyone's Moedim on Pesach. Shemaneach haPrusa b'Seich haShleima u'Mavorach m'Shem Dulechem Oynikziv. On Pesach, you take the Prusa, the piece of matzah that we broke by Yachat, and you put it together with the Shalom. The Gemara says you put it b'Seich haShleima because the Gemara in the time of the Gemara, the matzah was soft and was able to bend, but you put it together and you're parties together, you break both of them together and use both of them. And Toysis over there says that Ein Liv Tzoya Ki Mar Ashleimba. Which one should you make a Veham, which Lechman the Oretz on, which should be Seya, which means starting the Suda, which one should you make the Hamoiti on? Only the Shleimba. And on the Prusa, you make the Alechilas Matzah. But don't go and make both Brochis, the Hamoiti and the Achilas Matzah on the Prusa, even though it says Lechem Oini. Why? Because then it's Ka'oi to Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. It looks like you're doing a bunch of Mitzvahs together, and it looks like you're trying to patter up as much as you could of Hashem's Mitzvahs at one time, Rechon Wuslan. So, a new Yisrael over here that we see, that when you make two brachas together, not only two mitzvahs, when you're even making two brachas together, right, the Alechilas Matzah and the Hamachi Lechman Oretz, that's the problem of the mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Also, in the Yotzer's for Shabbat HaGadol, which is a very important Yotzer's for that time of year because it goes through all the halachas of Pesach, of the Bdikas Chametz, and of the Seder. At the end, there's a piyut Ein Aroich that goes through the reasons of everything that we do on Pesach and everything that was done in Mitzrayim and the Beis HaMikdash on Pesach. So one of the things that the Python says is Lo Mashai Yerokas Boyan Tchila. Why do we have the Karpas? Why do we have Shai Yerokas in the beginning of the Seder? Lifter Chazeres Shal Mitzvah Brocha Haru'uyola to Pater the Chazeres from the Brocha Haru'uyola, which is the Bari Pia Adoma. V'she'ein Loi Mishtei Brochas Ka'achas, because we can't make two brochas together. V'chei Mish Bishtei Matzis Pichros Michala L'chala. And also that's why we have two matzis. We go and we pater the Hamotu Lechman Eretz from one chala, from one matzah to the next matzah. So again, the Python seems to be is clearly going with this toisis in brachos with that shita that we have a problem of chavilas even by two brachos. And chayyut mashmas that's what the Rashbam is coming to tell us also that there's a maila of having shai brachos chila. Why kadesh yavarech bo'y piyadoma? Because so that you should make the bo'y piyadoma in the beginning of the seder, and you shouldn't have to go and make a bo'y piyadoma when we make the alechilas morer. This sheet though has a lot of questions on it. We look back at the Tosfos on the next Omud, of the Kuf Tesvov. He eats the Kasha on Rav Yosef Tev Elam, who is the Machaber of the Yosef of the Shabbos Gadol, and he asks two questions on him. First question is, how can you tell me that the whole reason why we have Karpas and we have Shai Rokas Tchila is because of mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas? Every Barbe Rav and every child knows why do we have Karpas, why do we dip in the beginning of the meal? For the hecker, right? Everyone knows that why do we do Karpas? So the child should ask, why are we dipping and why are you taking away the ka'orim, and we answer him, don't worry, we're going to bring it back because we have to dip again. And the yes, why? And the yes, why we're dipping twice? And that goes into the whole manashtana. So the reason why we have karpas is not b'shem chavilas chavilas, but rather obviously for the hecker. The second question he asks is the lashon HaTosfos says the loyshaya chavilas el b'trei mili. Chavilas chavilas is only when it's two different things. To understand what Tosfos is it trying to say, let's go back to the Tosfos in Brachos on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis that we mentioned earlier, that Tosfos over there also asks on this Shita, and he says that it's not Shaykh Chavilas Chavilas on Birchas HaNenen, because when do we have the problem, when do we have the sugya of Otzimis Chavilas Chavilas in the beginning of Aviv Stoch, and we just had it a few days ago trying to do Birchas Hamazon and Havdalah together, which is two different mitzvahs. Masha Einkin, when you have a Birchas HaMitzvah and a Birchas HaNenen, those aren't two different things. So it doesn't pass Chavilas Chavilas. And that seems to be what the Tosfos over here in the Pesachim is also bothered by. That it's not Trei Mili. It's one thing, and you're just making a Birchas HaNenen together with a Birchas HaMitzvah. And Tosfos in Brachos brings a raya to his yesoid that by Birchas HaNenen it's not Shaya Chavilas Chavilas. The raya seems like an obvious raya. Kiddush. Every Shabbos and Yontif, you pour a cup of wine, you pick it up, and you make two brachas. The Bari Pia Goffin and the Kiddush. So you see clearly that there's no problem of Chavilas Chavilas, because that's what we do every week. So, Bishleim of the first kasha of Tosfos in the Pesachim, we could answer, and the first Shemtaki answer, that if all you need is a hecker, then you could take Morer and dip it twice. The Paitan is Baboring, why we have Shai Yerokos Tchila. And that's Mishum Lifter as a motor that you shouldn't have two brachas together out Chavilas. So that we can get around, that we can answer. But what's the Rashbam and the Paitan and the Tzadikim and brachas going to do with the Raya from Kiddush? It seemed like a very strong point. Let us look into the sugya of chavilas for a moment, and let's see if we could come out with a solution to this problem. On Avkuf Beis and Beis, here in Aviv Sochem, the Rashbam on the sugya of chavilas says and gives a reason. What's the problem of chavilas? The mechsi olav kamasi. It looks like like you have a burden on you, like the mitzvah is a burden, and you're trying to go in and pass it as many mitzvahs as you could at one time, and you don't have a chavivas for the mitzvahs. It looks like it's a masi, and that's a bazillion for the mitzvahs. That's a problem of chavilas. If you look at the Rashbam and Av Kuf Vav Omer Aleph and the sugya of Kiddush Aliyayin, he brings down a she'iltas that explains what's the inyan of Kiddush Aliyayin. Why don't you just come home, make Kiddush Berachat Hashem Mekalas Shabbos with the whole nusach of the Kiddush? What's the purpose? Why do you have a Kiddush Aliyayin? The she'iltas says that kiven she'ein oimim shira el alayayin, which means in the Beit HaMikdash, we know that Levim every day said a shira. That's the shir shayim that we say every day after davening. And the Levim sang shira, a different shira, on the korban tumen every day. Now, which part of the korban did they sing the shira on? We know that the korban tumen as well as other korbanos have minchas and minhiskeyim. Besides the actual animal, there's also the mincha, and flour and oil, and there was yayin, and there was wine. They would pour the wine into the sefalim on top of the mizbeach. So which part of the korban did they sing the shira on? They sang shira when their menasech, when the kohenim were menasech, poured the wine on the mizbeach. Melo zok the shildes, when you're doing the mitzvah, we're making kiddush alayayin, that's inyan shir. So with this piece of information, we could give an answer to the question posed on the Rashbam and the Paitan and the Tosis and Brachas. That their shita is actually that you have a problem of mitzvahs chavilas, not only when you do two mitzvahs together, but also when you make two brachas, because a bracha is also a mitzvah, and there'd be a problem of the chavilas, because it looks like you're trying to kill two birds with one stone, so to say, and to try to get rid of as many mitzvahs as possible. I kiddush? Kiddush is not a kasha. Because when you're making kiddush alayayin, you're taking a regular mitzvah and you're being a malad. You're taking kiddush and you're being meshabech to Hashem with it, with the yayin. So Melim, it's the antithesis of the problem of chavilas. Chavilas is a problem that it's mechsi, that it looks like the mitzvahs are amassing and you're trying to get rid of it. Kiddush alayayin, I'm not trying to get rid of it. I'm trying to take the mitzvah and make it as choshev as possible. Memela, there's no kasha. Because a regular birchat hananin, together with a mitzvah, would have a problem of chavilas. Kiddush alayayin, or mitzvah alayayin, is different. Now, lehalacha, by the Seder, we know that we have three matzahs. According to most of the Klal Yisrael, the Goyin said that you have two, but it's not for the scope of our discussion why. But we have three matzahs, and when you say hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz, you go and take all three matzahs together and you hold them, because you need, the reason why you need all three is because you need lechem mishnah. The middle matzah is already broken, and it's not, so you don't have lechem mishnah on the tushleinim. So you make the hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz on all three matzahs, and then you drop the bottom matzah. And that you're going to leave for Koyrech. The reason is because keeping this Avodah mitzvah chada, since you did one mitzvah that you want to do a second mitzvah with it also, you don't want to leave it without doing a mitzvah with it, since it was used for Lech Mishnah, so now it's going to be used for a different mitzvah Koyrech. and then you take, you're still holding the top and the middle matzah, and you make the alechilas matzah on that, on those two together. Now the Mishnah Brua and the Biyah Locha in the Simon Taf Ayin Hay bring down that there's a suffix which bracha is going on which. Do we hold like Tosfos that the Hamoitzi, the Tosfos and Brachos, that is, that the Hamoitzi is going on the Sholim and the Alchis Matzah is going on Prusa because of Lechem Oyni, or do you say the Elehepech, which is the Svarah of the Mordechai and other Rishonim, that the Hamoitzi has to be on the Prusa because Lechem Oyni comes and tells us that even the Hamoitzi, the Prusa, what he has for a regular meal, has to be from a prusa because he is a poor man's bread and a poor man eats and makes hamotzi on a broken piece of matzah. But the Biyah Locha says clearly that you see that each mitzvah is said, each bracha rather is said on a different mitzvah, and the reason is, Zok the Biyah Locha, that when we could avoid it, we get around the problem of the chavilas even by two brachas.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.